Living in the Platte River Valley in central Nebraska means understanding that the water in your well may contain high levels of nitrates and may not be safe to drink. Ken Syme lives near the town of Chapman, and he learned that lesson long ago.
When our first son was born in 1980, we actually put a distiller in for our drinking water here in the house. And at that time, our water level was at 12 parts per million.
That's over the legal limit for public water systems. But Syme says some wells in the valley contain nitrates at dangerous levels two or three times that. For Syme, this problem is personal because he's a farmer. He and his sons grow about 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans. Some of those nitrates probably come from his farm.
That really puts it in perspective of we need to rein this in and get some management going, because if we continue at this rate, what's our water going to be like in another 40 years?
Two things happening on Syme's farm are good examples of how corn growers are trying to make things better. They're using technology to put less nitrogen on the field and conservation measures to hold on to what's already there. Let's start with technology. Years ago, farmers would spread fertilizer evenly across their fields. Some plants would get more than they could use. Today, researchers at the University of Nebraska are studying how to spoon-feed corn with just the nutrients plants need, no excess. They call it Project Sense. In July, a Project Sense sprayer rolled through one of Ken Syme's fields. The sensors look at a row of corn, how big and green it is. Then the sprayer shoots just enough fertilizer on the plants to push them through harvest. Project Sense director Richard Ferguson says that leaves fewer nitrates in the soil that can move into water.
If we're applying less fertilizer and achieving basically the same yield, that's going to reduce the environmental impact.
Project Sense is still an experiment, but with soil and water testing, farmers already have tools to help them be precise with fertilizer. Still, some nitrates are always left behind. In Nebraska, they leach into the aquifer. In Iowa, they wash off into rivers. The city of Des Moines is suing upstream water districts because its water supply is so contaminated. That's where the Syme's second strategy comes in.
This right here is the common vetch.
Ken Syme's son Noah digs a shovel of vetch, cover crops between rows of corn. Cover crops like this vetch or rye, even kale, grow after the corn is harvested, keeping live roots in the ground. The Symes want those roots to hold soil and water, but the roots also hold nitrates on fields and keep them out of streams.
If you're holding that moisture in place rather than just letting it go through, we know that we're doing a better job of holding everything in place.
So if you grow plants to hold nitrates in the soil and spoon feed fertilizer, problem solved, right?
If I would just walk more, I would weigh less. It sounds really easy when you say it, but it's doing it.
John Heaston is a Nebraska conservationist who helps farmers work with technology. Heaston says the new tools farmers have are effective. It's just not enough farmers are buying in.
We have guys that lean into this stuff and they've got a techno lust and want to learn this. And then you have other guys that, you know, is pretty sure the internet is on computers.
Surveys by the U.S. Department of Agriculture show farmers in the Corn Belt are the least likely to use cover crops and have the most room for improvement on nitrogen management. Farmer Ken Syme says public pressure to address water quality is not going away. And he realizes that if farmers don't decide how to fix the problem, perhaps the government will.
If we won't be stewards ourselves, someone will have to help us be a steward.
Producers like the Symes are doing their share, but the effort across the landscape is inconsistent. And so far, so are the results. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Watching Our Water is a special series from Harvest Public Media. Tomorrow, we'll explore why regulations that limit pollution from some sources are powerless when it comes to agriculture. For more stories and a TV documentary on cleaning up our water, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/ourwater. I'm Christopher Husted, KBIA News, Columbia.